Hello, and welcome to Listen Up. As always, I am Mr. I. Please subscribe to the podcast so that you will see new episodes as soon as they are available. The podcast is available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and pretty much anywhere else that you find podcasts. So today, I have a topic for you that is all about language. I want to talk about something called acronyms. Now, in Japanese, acronym means tōjigo, so kashira moji no tango, right? So these are words that use the first letters in a phrase to make a new word. Now, it's not something that really works in Japanese. I mean, something like Todai or Meidai for Tokyo University, Nagoya Daigaku, Tokyo Daigaku, right? It's similar, but it's not quite the same. But acronyms in English, they're a fairly common element. And I'm sure that a lot of you know some English words that you might not even know are acronyms. And it's because some of these words have become so common that we just use them every day without thinking about these are acronyms. Now, I think it's a lot easier to understand if I give you some examples of acronyms. One really, really well-known acronym is NASA, N-A-S-A, NASA, right? The Space Exploration Group in the U.S. NASA stands for National Aeronautics and Space Administration. In Japanese, it's Kokka Koku Uchu Kyoku, right? So Kokka, National, Koku, Aeronautics, Uchu, Space, Kyoku, Administration. But National Aeronautics and Space Administration, that's quite a long phrase, and it's just a lot easier to take the first letters of all the main words, right? N for National, A for Aeronautics, S from Space, and A from Administration. And you get NASA, which is easy to say as a single word, NASA. Now, the and that's in there, right? National Aeronautics and Space Administration. The and isn't used, and that's actually pretty common in acronyms. We don't often use, not always, but a lot of times we don't use the and, the to, the by, the little small words. They don't get used as much in acronyms. And actually, thinking about it, the Japanese version of NASA also uses an acronym for its English name, right? JAXA. There's something a little bit odd, though, about JAXA, right? The X isn't the first word, first letter, sorry. It's not the first letter of the third word, right? JAXA, J-A-X-A, stands for Japan Aerospace Exploration Agency. The third word is exploration. Exploration starts with an E. So if you followed the regular rules, it should be J-A-E-A, which is hard to say. But exploration, the first sound, sounds like the letter X. So, just take the second letter, the X, put it in there, and you get JAXA. There are a couple of other very, very common acronyms that most of you probably know, even if you don't know they are acronyms. Now, if you like marine sports, marine activities, you have probably heard about and know about scuba diving. Some of you have probably done scuba diving. Well, scuba is actually an acronym. It means self-contained underwater breathing apparatus. Now, if you don't know, if you want to know the exact meaning of all these words, I encourage you, please look these up. Go on to Wikipedia. There's a good explanation of these in Japanese, right? You can find a translation of what self-contained underwater breathing apparatus means, what scuba means, right? Right, and another very common acronym that has become a word is laser. Laser means light amplification by stimulated emissions of radiation. Again, the by and the of, we don't use those little words. They often get ignored in the acronym. But light, L, amplification, A, by stimulated, S, emissions, E, radiation, R, laser. These are just so common that most people don't really stop and think about where these words come from. Now, there are some other patterns. It's not always just the first letters of each word, right? As we saw with JAXA, sometimes you might choose the second letter of a word, like exploration, to make your acronym sound better and easier to say. Or you might use more than one letter from a word. A good example is radar. Now, radar originally was short for radio detection and ranging. Now, if you just take the first letter of the main words, radio, R, detection, D, ranging, R, RDR. But if you take the RA from radio and use the and, this time we're going to use that little word, you can make it a very easy word to say, radar. And now we use it as a regular word. No longer people think of it as an acronym, but it is an acronym. Now, so far, all of the acronyms that I've talked about, these are words, they're words now, that have been used for many, many years, 60 years or more for most of them. And they were all invented by scientists, engineers, politicians, people in the government. But there are new acronyms that are being invented all the time. And yes, invented, hatsume, right? Words are invented. Now, a few examples of more pop culture acronyms from more recent times are things like FOMO, BOGO, and YOLO. All of these acronyms have become more popular, I would say, in the last 15, 20 years. Some of them are older, but they've become more popular in these last decade, two decades or so. And they did not come from science. They didn't come from government agencies. Now, FOMO, F-O-M-O, stands for fear of missing out. It's the worry that you might not know about something that could be fun or something that could make your life better. The acronym, from what I see, it was invented in 2004, so about 20, 21 years ago. FOMO, it does have a Japanese Wikipedia page if you want to read more about what it means exactly. F-O-M-O, FOMO. Look it up on Wikipedia if you want to know more. BOGO, B-O-G-O. This one stands for buy one, get one. And it's an idea from sales, from stores. If you buy one hamburger or whatever, you get a second hamburger or whatever for free. I'm not exactly sure when this became popular, but the earliest example that I could find, just for a simple, I didn't go do a deep search, but a simple search, the earliest example I could find, I think, was 2011. Much newer acronym, BOGO. And one more, YOLO, Y-O-L-O. This is one really made popular by pop culture. Now, it means you only live once, YOLO. It means that you should try to experience as many new things as you can because you might not get another chance to do it. And also, you shouldn't worry too much about what might happen because you did the thing, you tried the thing. Again, there is a Wikipedia page in Japanese about YOLO, Y-O-L-O. So look it up. Go see what it means exactly in more detail if you want. And YOLO, the phrase YOLO, Y-O-L-O, it has been around longer than FOMO and BOGO, but it really became popular in, again, 2011, and it was made popular by the rapper Drake. So if you know rap music, American, was actually Canadian, rap music, English language rap music, Drake is one of the main reasons YOLO became a very popular word. So, yeah, those are some very much more recent kind of pop culture acronyms. And I'm sure there are already lots of new acronyms being used by young people in English. You know, all the English speaking countries in America, the US, right? Canada, England, Australia, all these places, I'm sure they have different ones. And I'm sure there's lots of them that I don't know about yet because I'm not young anymore. I don't live in an English speaking country anymore. But yeah, I'm sure there are more, but that's one of the great things about language. It's always evolving, always changing, always becoming newer, a newer version of English all the time. And acronyms are just one part of that. And that is where we will end it for today. If you have any requests or ideas for podcasts, you can find a request form over on the website, which is bit.ly/luwmi. You can also find links to all of the episodes over there. You can find listening guides, listening quizzes. Everything is over there. And that is where we will end it. I'm Mr. I, and I'll see you next time.